Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Psychic Jethro, and we love you, and we love this new religion, but we got to go. It's time to work. Those of you who know, it's Thursday night, and I want to thank you for tuning in. This is Psychic Jethro with the phenomenal, wonderful, psychic, intuitive, healer, guest, just the one that we want to see. Who is it? Dina Flanagan. Dina, how are you tonight, and where are you?
I'm doing great. I just had some Maine lobster with corn on the cob, and I'm sitting in my living room right now in Maine.
Rocket. I am like everybody who's laughing at me. I can hear you guys. What is happening? Any and all things that can. Please be stay muted until I pick you up because I've got a phone that's on 770. Just give me just a minute. This is called the night that the phones and the computer play with Jethro. So we're going to let them do that, and we're still going to smile. We are welcoming each and every one of you calling 773-897-6461. Thank you, 690 FM. You just picked us up in the California and the West Coast of Pacific, and we welcome all of you listeners. I want to thank you guys that have been calling and letting me know that you love the show. 770, do you have a question for a phenomenal Dina that you'd like answered about your future?
Yes, how are you? This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just moved from South Carolina to Georgia, and I just want to know what's coming up for my career.
Are you? Did you move for a job or put in for a job there?
Yeah, I mean, I already have a job there.
Right, you already have the job there. That's what I'm hearing.
But I'm
feeling that what the job that you put in for, or that you're going to there for, or whatever. I feel like that's just a stepping stone, and that it's going to bring you to different places. So you will be. You'll be offered opportunities to, not right away, but in time, you're going to be offered opportunities to better yourself. That's what they're saying, to better your career or better yourself. This job you went for, do you need a little more knowledge or schooling?
No. I'm teaching, and I've been teaching for about 9 years. But I'd actually been thinking about a career change because,
yeah.
I mean, I could do it and it's, you know, I'm fine helping children, but I won't say it's, you know, my passion.
Well, that's what they're telling me. The job that's coming up that you'll be going for, you'll need more knowledge of schooling. When you take your career change, they're saying that, or to do the career change, you're going to have a little bit, like shifting gears, like a little bit more schooling or knowledge to do it, you know, so that's what they're saying. But so that's what's going to be coming up for you. But not, I mean, you've got a little while, so you're going to be thinking about it, you're going to be looking into it, and it will come to you, and it will require some extra schooling.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
All right. Okay.
Hey, good to hear you, Kimberly. You're a little wild when
you
got away there because the phone did that. I was like, where are you?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It was like a disconnect or something. But, yeah, it's good to hear from you, too. It's been almost a month, probably.
It has, and I laugh. We have some people say, what happens to your regulars? I said, we are out there, and we love you, and we want to hear from you.
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, we thank you for calling in, and we're hearing that with a month. Let us know. And, Kimberly, definitely get on. We're giving out shirts, and what we have is we have some really nice white short sleeve T-shirts, and this month we've got out Gary and Jethro, and this week actually it's Dina Flanagan and Bonnie Albers are the shirts out, and then next week it's going to be Amy and Kelly. So we'll be giving out some of these prizes here. Tonight we'll be giving out a few at the end of this show.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, and blessings to you, Kimberly. It's good to talk to you. We better get on. They're giving me trouble.
Right. Right, exactly. You have a great evening. You both. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Kimberly. We love you dearly, and we're going on with the energy. We've had a couple of friends say, what's happening? What's happening is our phones are going crazy. We've built business, and now we got more people calling in, which we love. It just means it's a little harder. You have to call that 773 number, 897-6461, and sometimes you get kicked back and forth. It's not us doing it. Just know that me and Dean are here, and we love you, and we're trying to get you through. 413, you've been patient. You've been quiet. Now it's your turn to ask Dean of the Wild stuff.
Hi, this is Cynthia. I don't really have a question about my future. I have a question about my guides. I haven't been able to meditate in a while, and I pretty much know who's around me, but I'm just wondering if they have any advice or any messages that they want to tell me.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Yes. You've had one guide that's been with you for a long time. That seems to be the one that can communicate to you the most.
Mm-hmm.
It's been with you for a very long time. But then you have another one that came in. Are you about to change, shift gears here in your life?
I think so, and I really hope so. Because I've been going through a nightmare.
Yeah, this new guide is telling me that they're there for your next change. They're saying she's ready for a change or a shift. So they're there for your change or your shift. They want you to do a little more work on yourself, which would be you've got a few more things to clear up or clear out before you can go into this next change. And the change I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
is a change within yourself first. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and so there's fears and blockages that are in your way, and that's the
mm-hmm.
stuff they want you to clear out. Because once you clear that out, it's going to be amazing. Because it's the only thing kind of standing in your way right now. And so you clear
yeah.
that out.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing something right now that I when I started to do it I was a little afraid to do it, but it's something that I know that I have to do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, spiritually. Yeah, I can hardly hear you. You're talking spiritually?
Yeah, well I mean it's something that I'm physically doing, but it's also very
yeah.
spiritual and
it's got a
purpose. It's got a purpose in my life as well as being spiritual. So, but I was afraid at first, but now I've like the last few days, I've just been realizing that I should just go with it, and it's actually becoming easier to do.
Exactly, that's what they're telling. That's what this new guy is telling you. Is once you let completely go of those fears, then it will be amazing. It will just be that next level that you have to go to. To get to and spiritually, but yes, the next level in your life, which would be physical. So anyway, whatever you're doing, they want you to keep doing and just keep clearing and keep doing. And they're saying to yes, definitely, whatever this you're doing is to keep doing it, go for it, and don't stop because that's not it. You know, it goes further. That's what they're telling you.
Yeah,
you know what
that
means?
I know. I can't stop. I know, and I can't stop. I feel like I can't not do what I'm doing. That's how I feel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can you just tell me
yeah.
quick, is my maternal grandmother and my Tante Lily, are they still around me?
Yeah, the maternal grandmother and your who?
My Tante Lily.
Tante Lily?
Yeah, she's a great aunt.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to hear you. Your maternal grandmother, did she pass on quite some time ago?
Yeah, when I was a little girl.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She's saying that she's been over on the other side for quite some time. That's what she keeps saying, quite some time. But she says that she's always kind of watched over you. And she's watching over even like she has a hand in what you're doing now. In this next shift of life, because what I'm hearing what you're going to be doing next is helping people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, That's what they're telling me. And so she has her, they've been kind of, she's been there around you, getting you to get to there and prepping you for it. And she's going to help you into ease into that or go into that. So she's always around you. But you know, the your passed on loved ones have different roles than your guides and whatnot, you know, but they all have a hand in it.
Yeah, but she's the only one that I feel like I'm similar to in my entire family.
Yes, that's why she's right there all the time with you. That's why she's saying, you know, we're going to help you move, get to there. Because it's something that she was kind of passionate about or wanted to do or something. So she's glad mm-hmm. to see you do it. And that's what she's telling you. And your aunt, she is there, but she's kind of more in the background is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's more in the background. She's over there with people, with your grandmother and other people. But she is kind of a different purpose. That's what she's
mm-hmm.
saying. She has a different purpose. And
she was more protective when I was a child. I have a huge family. I have a lot of brothers and sisters. So great.
Do you have a brother?
Yes, I have a bunch of brothers. I have a brother actually who I know is with me who passed on before I was born. I've seen him. Yeah, so he's a good one because my other brothers aren't those kind of brothers.
This is a brother that passed on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, he popped in too. So that's what they wanted to say. He's there too.
Okay. And is there a reason?
I'm sorry, our phones are cutting out, 413. We're going to go on here, and we're letting everybody get in. We've got about 15 people waiting, so we do want to welcome all of you guys. We love you calling in and getting a little bit of the time, but now definitely get a hold of us and get a reading with me or Dina so you can get the whole thing of it. That's fun of the radio, but you get just a lot of energy there. Dina, you're on a roll, and we've got a bunch of them writing here. They're asking me, Dina, if I were to come in and have a healing with someone, and they told me the person that they were certified, would it be better? Because I had a work with a Reiki healer and they weren't certified. Is there a difference?
Well, the difference is when you're certified, you're trained. However, we all carry the gift. We do all carry the gift. So that's, you know, something actually I've been talking about with some other healer friends of mine. It's like you need the training, yes, but how you get the training is up to you. And certification proves that they have the training. And I would say, like anything, like if you're even you go to school for something, you're more knowledgeable probably than the person that didn't go to school for it.
Thank you. Then here we go, 206. We're going to limit it. I apologize. The first person got away with quite a bit of questions. The second one there, we've got to do it down to like really one real good question to be fair with Dina. And we got a lot of people behind that like to see Dina too. So please, 206, do you have a question for Dina?
Yes. Hi, Jethro and Dina. Thank you for taking my call. I am in a transitional period between closing out an old business and beginning a new one. And I just want to know if there's anything she sees as far as what's coming.
Well, I like this new business. It feels good. I feel like the old business kind of was done a while ago. Is that true?
It was, I would say, energetically done a while ago. I keep doing it to pay the bills. You know, I mean, it's easy for me to do, but it's not my focus.
No,
it's not my
That's what I see, energetically done, meaning you, in your mind, you were kind of done with it
a while
ago.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. So because when I feel it, it feels like a kind of a heavy energy to me. And so this new business has a light energy. It feels good.
Yes.
It feels like something you've been wanting to do for some time.
Yes.
And so finally, you have the courage to put it in place, is what they're saying. There's a few more pieces that needs to be done with it. Is that true?
Yes.
They said what they're saying is don't rush it.
Yes.
Take your time. Do it right. Yeah, do it right. Do it slow with this thing, because this time it's going to be for the long haul. But if you rush it, you could make it not work. You know what I'm saying?
So yes, I do.
Make sure you get everything in place and all your pieces right, because it's not completely formulated yet. Some of the successful parts are still yet to come. And so they want you to be really smart about it. Okay?
Okay. Anything about timing for the year?
What's that?
Timing for the year ahead.
Timing for the year ahead?
Yeah.
On the business?
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking on the business? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
The phones are really crazy. So anyway, timing, I'm feeling like it's going to take probably almost to June before you really want to get it.
Okay.
And that don't mean that it won't get there. That just, I'm hearing that June. I'm seeing June. June is when I see almost a celebration is what I'm seeing. A happy faces, a celebration, something like that. Along that
Wonderful.
Line.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We thank you, and I apologize for laughing there. The guys were doing a song, and they started singing "Do It Right, Do It Baby," and I'm hearing this song, and it just made me laugh. It brought back the 1980s for Jethro once again. It's like "Do It Right, Do It Good, Baby," and I'm like, I'm sure that's a good sign. And I want to tease Dina. Those of you who do know, Dina was our lost child, and we did bring her back to the fold. She went off and played and camped, and left us all here to worry. But now she's back, and all is forgiven. So
still getting the ripple effect from
Are
that.
Are you sorry? those of you listening in, we had a silly moment where everyone got worried and we couldn't sense and feel Dina, so we promptly got a hold of every official in her state and those who weren't and sent them to her house to find her. We did find her safe and sound out camping like she had told the rest of the psychics. We had spaced this, and it is a joke. So we do let you know we are to error is human. But what I love with the guides is they're just doing this really positive energy. And so I got another email that made me laugh. Again, the person's like, Jethro, you were so worried about Dina. I notice you don't talk now like you used to her. I do too. So there, it's like,
I got a point there.
Exactly. Now, come on. I didn't think I was that ornery. We joked, and I did tease Dina. Dina is one of our top psychics, and I want to ask you guys, someone asked me here, they said, you know, we have our favorites, and then we have our really favorites. Well, how did Dina get to be the really favorite? There's a question there. You guys are teasing me because I tease her. That's how. And she lets me know over the air 2 weeks ago that she's the quiet one, or 3 weeks, I'm sorry. Somebody just corrected me. And she lets me know that the reason she's been on with me is that she's a little more quiet, and I'm a big lip mouth, I think, is what she was saying. And I protest that action. I'm really the shy one under all needs this aggression. Yeah. 617, you're on the lucky night with Psychic Dina and Psychic Jethro. How are you, 617?
Hi, Jethro. How are you doing? This is Catherine.
Oh,
how are you doing?
I know you. I'm happy to have you call in. You forgot me, and I've been left here for weeks. There was nothing. No food. Dina's off having a party camper. I'm
kicked,
worried.
Jethro, I kicked him out.
Oh, my living foot. What happened?
I
better
put
read
him
you.
Out.
I'm going to put you right in front. Oh, my gosh. You're getting in front of this psychic. I want to hear it all. Okay, Dina, start scanning this girl.
You kicked him out, huh?
Yep, I kicked him out. Jeff will know what I'm talking about. I kicked him out. Now, I want to know. I got me a new man in my life now, but I don't know if he's the right one or not, because my kid is driving me crazy. I'm going crazy. I don't know what to do anymore. Because he's trying to get back, too. So, y'all tell me what's going on.
You didn't even wait. You had a new man. You probably had him out the door and him in the back. I know you threw me out the phone when I was talking. There's a man on the phone. You hung up on me. We'll be good. Let Dina work. Now, sorry, Dina.
So, what is it exactly you want to know?
What's going on with me, my life? I know I'm psychic and everything, and I'm losing my mind with that, too. And I'm like, I don't know. I've been reading people lately, and I'm like, what's wrong with me in my life?
Nothing. You're going through an energy shift, And if things that kind of need to change in your life are changing, whether you want it or not. So you're kind of actually, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling like, I mean, something's got to give. Something's got to change because my life can't keep going on like that. And the energy is right for you. I'm feeling like the energy is right for you now for you to make these changes, whereas it wasn't quite right. But now it's like, boom, it's like, okay, it's time for you to make the changes. And if you keep making the changes, you're going to get to a place where you actually like and enjoy. That's what they're telling
me.
Okay.
So, yeah. So by me kicking him out and giving me the new guy in my life, I know him for 3 months already before I start talking to him. I had the relationship anyway, too. So I get the right thing by kicking him out, bringing him in, and I'm about to get my kids straightened out in my life. Okay.
Yeah, you're shifting your energy is what you're doing, which is what needed to happen. And so just roll with it and go with it and trust that you're on the right path, because I'm hearing it was a good thing because I'm feeling like it got things moving. Finally.
Okay. So I got finally got rid of the evil and bringing in good. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Okay.
Hey,
Catherine. Yes, sir.
Tell me which one of us picture do you want to see on your chest?
I want to see an angel.
Oh, okay.
That's
well,
what
we're
you
gonna,
said.
We'll be working. we haven't got a psychic angel yet. We got psychic Dina, psychic Jethro. We got Casey Kelly. We got Pamela Cummings. We got Gary. We've got Bonnie. We've got Mystic. Mystic Misty. Say that with your mouth with M&Ms real quick. And we've got some other new ones coming, Amy Kavanaugh. So we're going to work on Angel. I'm glad you got it straight, Catherine. I love teasing you. You know I'm your friend. I will let you, you know, joke a lot because you're just one of our regular fun friends. And I'm impressed with you, girl. Look what Dina just told you. She said you grabbed your energy. You're taking on a life. You're like you're setting sail, and you're ready to start bringing in the ones you want. I see a Cavana boy for you. I see you, you know, grabbing that little muscly one with the fan, and he's sitting there doing the, you know what Cavana boy is, don't you?
Not really.
Oh, it's a good thing. It means that there's like this really attractive man, and he's like your servant, and he's doing
and he feeds you grapes and sand you and stuff like that.
Oh, so the man I'm with now is the right one.
That's what I'm hearing. I love you,
I thought he found the right one. Okay. That's what y'all saying, right?
That's what I'm feeling. Dina, are you feeling that with love?
Yeah, I just feel like since you're shifting your energy, that's what you're bringing in better. You're bringing in better, just better. That's what it feels like, finally. Yeah.
Thanks. All right. God, sorry.
And you'll have
sleep.
The say. You'll have the say. So if it's, you'll have the say. So if it's something that you don't like all of a sudden, you'll be like, well, goodbye.
Gotcha.
On to the next.
Okay. Yeah. So everything is coming my way. I'm going to go back to my spiritual work and everything, too. So, okay, so everything's coming back. That's all I wanted to hear.
Well, love you.
So
thank you for not blaming me. Thank you. Jethro told me that he didn't want you here. He said to get out of my house, and he said go kill. Jethro lives on 407-39-0, and if you got a powder, you tell Big Jethro. And I'm like, huh? And then I get knocked out when I'm trying to go to Walmart to get my snack. And I'm just going, no. So, Catherine, I love you, and I'm teasing you, and I never will stop because I love you. That's, you can tell I like you. It's just like Dina. They said, why do you act like that? And I said, because I met Dina, and we've been friends, and I just love her dearly. She's one of those people. Same with you, Catherine.
I love you, too. And I'll be calling you back in the future, and I will be talking to you. I want to get a job with you, too. All right? So I'll be talking with you. Okay?
All right. Blessings. All right.
Thank you for talking to you, Alvina. God bless you.
Thank you.
And speaking of getting a job with me and blessings with it, Catherine, definitely get a hold of us because we're going to be bringing in raw entertainment. We're going to go psychics gone wilder raw. And that means exactly what it says. No, don't be writing dirty words to me over that. This isn't what I said. What I said was psychics gone wild raw, meaning that we're going to have psychics that are wild, that are just raw, right off their working energies, people that have gotten some ability like Catherine and other friends of ours, and they're going to be able to go on. We're going to work together and do some readings on it. So Saturdays are that. Definitely get a hold of me at psychicjethroall.com and say, I want to come in. We are looking. We've got some new people. We're always bringing it in. That's what makes us wild. Dina, we've got some really good questions here for you. I have listened to your show for the last something months. I think you wrote, I don't know if this was a food group or what. Somebody typed this, but I have something for quite a few months about this show. And I am asking you, please, Dina, when you're raising the energy, can you feel that I am in Cincinnati and that I am psychically sending to you? Cincinnati, I apologize. I'm not sure with your spelling, but I do know that you're saying that you're asking Dina, can she sense you with her psychic abilities when you're listening into the show? And does Dina believe in ET activity?
Extraterrestrials, huh? Yes, I do believe in extraterrestrials. And, yes, I feel when I'm on the show, I feel the energy raised. It's like it's really raised. It's like, wow. And it's so everybody who sends the energy in helps raise it. For sure. And it's awesome. So thank you all for that. And it's a really good, it's a good energy, good vibration. But ET stuff, I do believe that there's extra life form out there from other planets. Why wouldn't there be? You know, we have life on our planet. So, and I believe that we can travel, they can travel. So I think so, yeah, for sure.
And they went to see a psychic in Chicago. They spent $30. They should have went and seen you, Dina, because it make me feel better. Well, thank you. That feels very good. And definitely, I had an individual. This is something I'm going to tell you guys, a really cool secret. Those of us who know with this, Dina does do email readings. She also does healings. So you're having something go on. Write her, well, she'll give you the email. We've been getting, she actually got her phone number. I've had a couple of you say that you heard that, listened into the archives. Let Dina give this. Get a hold of her, leave a message. I know a lot of you are laughing about my phone. I do want to thank you for the grace of it. I have help now, and I'm busier, which is a good thing. But I do have someone pick up my phone because for the simple reason, I love all of you guys, but if I just keep picking up the phone all day, I don't get anything done. But what I need to do is that I will schedule a time with you. So, Dina, definitely, they're asking here and they're writing about putting in, if they got a hold of you and wrote to you, what would be the best way to contact you? Should they call you, email you?
Both ways are great for me because I do answer my phone, Jessica.
She does see, and now Dina's in the raw, so you're kidding. She's going to have to be on that day we do the raw. She won't be out playing and making all of us worried that she's trying to desert us again. But
So the email, I look at my emails all the time unless I'm away, and then my phone I do answer all the time if I'm mostly in service. And so so the phone number is 207-752-1399, or the email is essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. And both those ways, I will get back to you.
I love that. Dina, that's been one of the individual things. And those of you who are catching on here from California, definitely those of you who want to be at the American Federation first conference call, it's going to get wild. They just let us know today that we're going to be doing our own different individual working with the individual. So I'm bringing with me how to read the tarot cards, how to read the playing cards, how to do your dreamology. I'm serious. We're going to get wild at the American Federation. I do bring handouts. I like hands-on. I'm a very good teacher. I'm not just being arrogant. I am just a very good person. I've done this my whole life. And for those of you who want to go, it's $111. That's 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The most phenomenal people are going to be there. Patty Negri, Chin Shi, and Sun He. There's so many of us there. Definitely check it out. You can call 323-465-8407 and confirm your reservation. Definitely get in. It's going to be at the Beverly Garland. It's a hotel there right off of Hollywood and West Hollywood. I think it's going to be a rockin' good time. Friday night, the Kingsmen are going to be there. They're going to be playing the Hollywood Kings. I always keep doing that. They're going to kill me. There's two bands there. I'm telling my age. I did hear the Kings. I want you guys to know it was before my time. The Hollywood Kings are going to be there. And so we're going to have phenomenal music. We're going to have a blast. And so any of you, I've had a lot of you guys writing me going, Jethro, what are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about. American Federation First Conference, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Yes, we're going to be doing readings. You know, I had a friend tease me about it. What kind of deal, Jethro? You always do a deal. That's where you got to call. And no, I won't pick up the phone like Ms. Dina, but I will be there. And you get a hold of me on the phone and we'll let you know. It's like, call my person and say, you know, I've got it. Vicki will call you and she'll say, Jethro's doing a deal, but you've got to get a hold of me Tim, you got to get this set up because I'm only going to be there 3 days. 3 days in California, so much to see, so much to scare, only little times to do it. So we want to laugh. We want to get wild. You want to meet me? This is the place to do it. I will be bringing shirts. I will be bringing books. I have Gary's book on lithmacy. And I have his book on his life and his passing and coming back. I have Living in the Psychic Realm. I'm working with Pamela to get Pamela's book. I want you guys to come in and have fun. Today I just received really good news. For those of you who remember the music of Linda Irwin, the phenomenal music, that beautiful music, all of the different music. I have some stuff of hers that's going to be there. It is, you know, how she always does. She sends the music. She signs it. It's going to be phenomenal. So those of you who are listening in, get a hold of Patty Negri at 323-465-8407. See, I want to be there. I am sending out to my friends and friends and your clients and my people letters. We've been working on it, and we need to know, because Dean has talked with me, we need to have a personal reservation. Do you want a time with Dina? I mean, Dina, I know that you do deals all the time. If someone were to come in and want a full hour reading with you, could we confirm down that they could have this reading for like maybe 75 instead of the usually 100 or 90? I know you always do this fair. If they come in and got a reading with Dina for $75 for a full hour, would that be all right to do for a special?
No, yeah. Yep.
So you guys are hearing that over here. Get a hold of us. Get this set up. Call me at 928-284-0437 or get a hold of us there and say, I want to come in. We got to get you guys knowing who's there. I know this happens and everybody goes, well, you guys are there for a couple of days and I can just come in. You guys, I'm wild, and you can tell by the way I'm talking on this phone. I get going, and I get hyper, and I'm here, and I'm there. I'm going to be teaching. I'm going to be having students. I've got some people already. I know that the first 2 days are already taken, so I'm there. Thursday and Friday is already taken. I need you guys to get with me, set up a Saturday, get with Dina. Let's set this up so Dina knows, okay, I've got this many people. Because Dina will tell you she is gifted, I'm gifted, but getting that reservation gets you guaranteed in. And these kind of affairs, it gets crazy. We're going to have a lot of energy. They're going to be doing even a seance there. There's going to be some positive energy bringing in. There's going to be psycho protection. Angeline is coming all the way from Singapore to do work. Those of you who kept track, we are the most best, true, accurate psychics in the world. So, you know, look and make sure with it. I don't know who this lady is that's calling me. I'm doing a radio show. Quit doing that. And we're going to do this. So, you know, I laugh, you guys. I know you guys hear us on here. Me and Dina will pick you up on the phones. Dina, talk to him a little bit. Give him a little bit of I know you guys love Dina, and you guys have put Dina on. She's been on the most right now Canadian shows. We got her coming on again in September. She's going to be on with me again for the longest, biggest show on Friday. Psyche's Gone Wild goes to Canada and Australia and Roku on Ask One Radio. And I know that you guys just love Dina because you're always on her side. You're always doing the things. Let us know, like me and Dina, what do you guys want? Do you want healing sessions with Dina? Do you want Dina? We're getting the book out of her. She's got books. I've been driving her crazy for months to get it out. It's like, those are coming. Everything's coming from Dina. But you're going to have an opportunity. Let us know. Dina, what if somebody wants a healing? I've got someone writing here. How much would it be for healing? And could I do a healing in the coffee shop? Would I have to go someplace to be healed, or could I do it in a public place? That's a good question.
I can do healing from anywhere. I can do it from here, my house, long distance. I can do it wherever, if we're in person, wherever we are, just anywhere. It's amazing stuff, because really it's coming from me centering in and looking inside your body and seeing where you need what needs to be done. And it can either be done hands-on, or it can be done just through me sending it to you, like without the hands-on. It's just amazing, amazing stuff. I have a lot of people. Right now I heal a lot of people long distance and a lot in person too. And they say that they tell me what they feel and what happened and how it worked. And excuse me. And it amazes me even. It's just wild. It's really, really wild stuff. And it's been changing a lot of people's lives around and helping them, and even in illnesses and whatnot. So I love that, because I love helping people and I love to heal the world and help the world. And so the more people I can heal, the better.
I had a person tell me that we need to come up with something that me and you can do together, that we could do as a healing together, and give them a deal on it where they could say they've been healed with Jeff. And I got to let you guys know, I'm more of a seer. In my life, there was a forked road, and I chose to do more of the psychic ability than the healing. I am pretty intense in that area, but I'm nothing like, I mean, Dina's a sharp one. If you get in there with it, I can read as well, and I can keep up. But when it comes to healing, she's the jet. And it's like, what I want you guys to do is, I wouldn't mind that, you know, work with that. Well, me and Dina will come up with something. I think that would be good. We could do a half an hour of with Dina Jethro moment, and we would just like do the energy with it, work with you, balance your chakras, put some energy in there. Let's see what we can do. And I love this. I had an individual write me from Indianapolis who wants to know, if we were to come in and work with you two on it, do you feel that you could actually open my energies? Yes, I do. I
think it could be on the ceiling.
And that's what's going to happen, because now look at this. I can, and I'm going to be bragging to you a little bit, honestly, telling you the truth. I've had individuals pay $200 to $300 for a one-day class with me. No, I'm not going to charge you that. We're talking $15 per class out there. If you got to walk, if you got to ride, if you got to grab that camel from Annie M, jump on it and ride there. Get there in September if you want metaphysical. I have you guys write me all the time, because what's going to happen is we're going to do these in like increments. So this will be like a class of 15. So let's say 10 of you want to go in and have your chakra opened. We're sitting here working with this. I can raise energy. We can do vibration to help you enlighten and get your sixth sense going. What if you want clairaudience? I just did a class tonight on sensing the aura. I'm very good in that area. And then what I would like to do is, and with Dina's agreement, I'm speaking for her, we get you guys let us know now, okay, I'd like to get together that evening. I have 8 or 10 friends that would do it. I'm also putting out in California, if you guys want a psychic party, you can have both of us wild animals right in your house. We'll come there. We'll read for an hour and a half. We'll talk to people. I'll do palm readings. Like Dina will talk to individuals. And you can do this for an amount where we can come right there. I'll sign everything except for your arms. This is something weird about signing arms. That freaks me out. But, you know, Dina, I'm sure you would sign. Would you sign things they had there?
Any part of the body.
Dina. And see now you know why we work together. I am actually the nice one. You guys think that because she's little and adorable, this woman, I've seen bikers run when she gets up. No, I'm teasing you. You know I'm messing with you. We've got quite a few left on the phone. We still got time. I'm getting all hyped up, you guys. Definitely, you've got to do this. This is going to be the first one. Today, I got some really good news. I'm letting you in on the scoop. They're getting ready with the videoing of it. They're going to be working with it. There is going to be some names there, some bigger Hollywood names. These people are going to flip out when they see the best American psychics. That's what we are. We aren't only certified because we're cool. We're the true, accurate ones that are there. And that's what I want you guys to look at. I know of psychic parties I used to do for, it was like a couple $100 in Denver and around in that area. My strongest one I had was the individuals basically went in, I sat down and had 10 minutes reading, flipping people through the door. And it was the most weirdest experience. We're not going to do that. Me and Dean are going to walk in. We're going to laugh. I hope you have something to drink. I always ask, please, to bring me at least water and to have something there light. We'll drink that. No, I don't do tequila, Bob. Bob, we're not going to get smashed. This isn't that kind of a gig. But what Bob's a good friend of mine from Arizona, and he's writing me, letting me know that what also, you know, when we were in Sedona, yes, I did. He's letting me know that he wants to know if I will do the raising of the angel energy and do angel letters. Yes, that's a good class, Bob. I will do that. It takes an hour to run through. It's how I met my relationship. It's how I can tell you, you write the angel letter the way I show you to do it, it'll always work. Now, granted, we're going to be at the Beverly Garland. I don't think they're going to let us go outside and use a hibachi to burn it, but you never know. If we make friends with the chefs, a couple happy hours, me and Dina giggling, we'll have the chefs throwing lobster tail all over the place. So what's fun, and that's the thing, and you can ask Casey, Kelly knows me, a few of the other people who do know me. I am hyper, as you guys can tell, but I am a lot of fun, and especially food service. I worked years of it. There's not a place that I'm not going to make a friend. We're going to have a good time. We're going to laugh. We're going to get high vibration. It's going to be so jam-packed with what's going on. You're going to want to get into this. So definitely go for it. Get into the place. Do the energy. I don't know who you are, Miss Ash, but please quit calling. I've got this lady call. I love that. I'm doing a radio show. 413, you know we're doing a radio show, and you've waited so patiently to talk to our lovely Dina. I'm sorry, but I had to get crazy. How are you, 413? Oh, now you're scared. It's okay, 413. I'll be good.
Oh, If you're talking to me, I already spoke to you. I'm just hanging around listening to the show.
Oh, we love you. Sorry. Okay. You're crazy. I'm all excited. And you already, she's, what a cutie. Let's keep 413. She's ours. We're taking her. You're coming to California with me and Dina. We are going to rock L.A., I think.
I would love to.
Thank you. We want you to. We're praying for everybody to make it there, manifest it. It's going to be phenomenal. 617, did you get? Oh, yes, you did. You're my lovely Catherine. I love you, Catherine. Well, you guys got me all flustered. 310.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. You're new to us, aren't you?
I am new. Hi. I'm new, and I'm in California. Yeah. So I really want to be there in September.
Nice.
And tell me, what would you do if now, and I'm sorry, we're asking you and you called us, but I want to ask first. I really
okay.
would like to know, what would you do if you were sitting across the table from Dina Flanagan and me with energy, and we were doing this with energy? Would I feel that you're a partake of it, or would it bother you? I had someone tell me that they're afraid that all of the psychics together is going to make them so tuned, they're going to have to do like bowing.
Oh, no, I would love it. Oh, my gosh, I would feel so honored.
Oh, we love her. She stays too. Her and 413 are now adopted, taken in with us forevermore. Okay, I'll let you do your name and ask Dina. Thank you for letting me rattle. I'm all hyper.
My name is Lynn.
Ah.
You have a question for Dina?
Yes. I'm looking for where I live in Hollywood, and I have a daughter that's living like in the East Coast and another daughter here. So we are looking for a larger place so the three of us can live together. And I've been out looking, and I haven't really seen anything. Do you get a feel of where we should be looking and, you know, when my other daughter will be joining us out here?
Yeah. So you're looking in the California area.
Yes. Well, I live in Hollywood,
yeah.
And I'm really feeling
yeah.
drawn towards West, you know,
yeah.
towards West. I love West Hollywood and all that
yeah.
West
yeah.
L.A. area.
Well, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like it's not going to be in Hollywood. It's going to be away from there, but still in California.
Yes.
I'm feeling, mm-hmm. Is it like 2 to 3 hours from where you are?
Actually, no, maybe. Well, West Hollywood is probably like about 30 minutes from where I live, but West LA is probably, I don't know, maybe about 45 minutes or something like that. Then we've
yeah.
got Santa Monica. I can go on, but Venice is like far. Venice, you know, Venice, California. Yeah,
yeah. Because I'm feeling 2 to 3 hours from where you are. That's what I'm feeling.
That's
where you should be looking, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. so check that out and see how it feels to you, because I'm
okay.
feeling like that's a good area
okay.
for you to be looking.
Okay.
And it will, you know, will happen, but it's going to be a little bit.
Okay.
You know, it's going to
okay.
be just a little while longer. But
okay.
do take your time with it, because you want it to be just right.
Yes.
You know, you want it so that everybody likes it, it fits, a good
yeah.
choice, so a thought-out
yes.
thing, you know? That's what
yeah.
I'm hearing. So take your time with it, but take a drive 2 to 3 hours out west of you or whatever.
And see
how you like it, because I'm feeling like you're going to be drawn to that area, or you just really
yeah.
don't like it.
Yeah.
And, you know, might not be something you're really thinking about considering, but that's what they're telling me.
Okay.
That it's a good energy feel or fit for you.
Oh, did you?
What's that?
Sorry, what did you say? What was it you said?
Oh, it's a good energy feel fit for you. You know, like
yeah.
I'm feeling like you're going to feel like it's, you know, there are some places you can move to and it just don't feel right or it don't fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this will be a good energy feel. Like it's almost like I'm feeling like it's more, a little more woodsy or country like.
Yes.
Yep. And that's what I'm feeling. Like it's more meditative. It's a little more private.
Yes, and that's exactly what the West The West Side is very, it has a beautiful energy, and it is, well, that's what it's known for. There's a lot of energy, that, you know, spiritual energy towards the West.
That's what I'm feeling. A lot of spiritual energy, and you'll be able to finally, like, breathe, like, take a breath, like, ah, you know, I can breathe.
Lynn, you better be there. This is going to be the Three Musketeers. You've stayed with us now. You're getting all this cool energy. You're going with us to the Beverly Garland, and it's going to be me, you, and Dina until they, let's not hope they call the cops. I heard they get mean in California. They're not calling nobody on me. We're going to be wild. You'll come there. We'll have fun. We'll laugh. We'll read them, and we'll just put energy out and heal some of it. Because I know that from when I was in L.A. and from my time that I spent there, L.A. has got so much vibration. Look at Patty Negri. I mean, a person from Hollywood who's just so vibrant. I mean, when she was on the show, she locked the system down. If you knew, if you listened to our archive, Patty and me were on for almost 60 minutes, and we were just, the lights wouldn't, we couldn't go off. She was trying to get off the phone, the lights were doing, and it just went, it was just so intense. So I think you're ready, Lynn. It's time to fly with us. Come September 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the Beverly Garland.
Yeah, come get us in person, and yeah, it was really great.
She scared her, Lynn. It's okay.
No, I love it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, awesome.
We love you guys, and we're going with Girl Lynn, and I can't wait to talk to you guys. And it's going to be fun to be back in California. You know, I did have an earthquake. It shook my jelly sandwich, and it was so sad. I was so, you guys, everybody makes all this stuff up. Even as a psychic, I don't know. I mean, I've never been in one. I was from Wyoming. And I'm sitting there, and it's like my sandwich does this thing, and I'm like, oh, how cool. And then everybody's like, this is the big one. Haven't you read the book? The water will come in and it'll come through, and people in Idaho will be ducking their heads, and potatoes will be flying, and all will happen, and there'll be a big boat that will sail in. And this is the guy from Washington. I'm like, what are you talking about? And the lady started laughing. Well, you're psychic. You know all about this. And I got to tell you, for the first time in my life, there was no energy. I mean, did you ever hear that, Dina? That they, at one point, there was these predictions that the water would part and water would come all the way into Idaho, and there was an individual who'd build a boat, I guess, on the East Coast, that he's waiting for it, and this boat is up there. If the water does this, this boat will come flowing in.
Like the Noah's Ark thing? Yeah.
Like that. Have you heard this?
Yeah, I did hear something about that, yep.
It was, they were laughing at me because I told them, I said, I was on Pepsi, and I said, now I'm going to water because it's getting wild in here. It was so funny. Lynn, we love you. I got 7 minutes. Please definitely follow along. We're going to be giving away. And actually, Lynn, your number came up, and you're the winner of the Gary Albers T-shirt. So I Yeah, and so if you will send me, and Gary, we know all of us putting our prayer out to our friend. He's going to be, some things are happening with him, and we're going to keep our prayers out and light to our Gary. I need you to go ahead, and I just put the two names together. They're going to kill me. It's Bonnie Albers and Gary Wimmer. For some reason, they've worked together so long on Mondays, I don't know what they're doing. I know they're in love. No, I'm kidding. We do know. They both have lovers. I'm trying to get gossip so we can get publicity. I've got your number. Please, I will call you, and if you get a chance, you can set your number on the site and say, this is Lynn, and I'll send it to you free of charge to your snail mail. You won the Gary Wimmer shirt.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to you, Lynn. And the phone is getting wild. I think in California that Lynn's out there getting ready for this party, and we're getting her ready because what we're going to do is we're going to be there. All you guys are teasing me. We've got a little time here. Dina, you've got two. I'm going to make you pick between them. Girl or boy? Girl or boy?
Girl.
Okay. Then we get the girl. Here's the girl. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. And so we go on. Hello. So we go back and we go on. Okay, one more. We got a couple numbers left. 703, how are you?
Hi.
Hello, you're the girl. You get to be the caller. I apologize, I had to wait. We've got so many numbers. I got carried away and I started picking the same ones. I'm sorry. Would you like to ask our Dina a question? 703, you're all shy.
Yeah, I would. My question is, I have a medical appointment on Tuesday. What will the outcome of it be?
What is your name? B-N?
N.
Okay. Let me see now. Well, I feel like that there's going to be more than one appointment. Is this something that's been going on and ongoing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. And I'm feeling like that there's going to be more appointments, more tests or what have you. I feel like they're not going to quite know on Monday, except for that they're going to try to send you for more tests, I think. That's what I'm hearing. Oh, is there something going on in your right in your well, how do I put it, right around your stomach area?
No.
Because I'm feeling like I'm clearing something out of your stomach. And anyway, there is something in there that it might not be what you think the issue is, but there is something in there that will help if I clear it out. So I'm going to clear out some of that. So anyway, this issue that's been going on for a while, they can't quite seem to find a solution for it, can they?
No.
What's that?
No, they can't.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to a naturopath?
A what?
A naturopath?
No.
You might want to try that, because I'm feeling like it's something that maybe the regular doctors don't quite understand or get, because I'm feeling like it has something to do connected to the stomach or right in through your solar plexus area.
Okay.
So I'm feeling like that you should go to a naturopath. Do you have any in your area?
Not that I know of.
Hmm. Do you get joint pain?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Yeah, I'm having, I have this feeling it has something to do with, if it's your stomach area, food, something you eat, something you're allergic to, something, that's what I'm hearing, that's what I'm feeling, and that's causing some of the joint pain sometimes, and it causes some different, you know, different things in your body to be going on and happening.
Okay. I'm going in about a wrist.
What's that?
I'm going to the doctor about a wrist.
About a wrist.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling like you've got all this other stuff going on anyway in your body. That's what I'm picking up on. And the joint is the wrist that I was picking up on. So what is it that you're doing?
I had fractured a wrist.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going for a follow-up appointment.
Yeah. I'm picking up on this other issue. I'm not picking up on that one other than the wrist or the joint pain. There's another issue going on with you. That's what I'm hearing and feeling.
Yep.
When people call in for medical, I have to see everything. So as far as the wrist goes, like I said, I think you're going to need another appointment or two. They're going to send you for more tests or another appointment or two is what I'm hearing before that's fixed or healed or whatever.
But it'll be okay in the long run.
Yeah, for the most part. You'll have use back of it and you'll be okay. It's going to continue to be sore here and there. But you will have, it back. But, yeah. But I'm also feeling your other health stuff, too. What are you feeling, Jethro?
I agree. And Anne, we've got 90 seconds. Definitely, Dina, tell her your telephone number. Get a chance. Work with Dina. I'm sure she'll work with you. Get in and get a session with Dina over the phone.
207-752-1399.
So you guys got that? Say it one more time, Dina.
207-752-1399.
Those of you on iTunes know how to get a hold of Dina now and get the healing, get that reading. We love all of you guys. We will, all of us, be helping you tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. Get ready for Angela. Georgia, and the wonderful Marcy. These three are phenomenal. On Fridays, they get intense. It's almost time for Angela to be back. So those of you know that she's been gone a month, and those two other ladies have been doing it and doing it well. So we want to be gone wild. Don't forget, if you've got a topic, you've got something you want to talk about, call me. I had a friend today ask me, we're going to be doing sensing auras. We'll do it here, but you've got to put it in an email, send it. I can't do the Dixie Cup anymore. This country's too far apart. So send it to me. Loving you guys. We will talk to you again. Remember to get your reading, get your time. Love you, Dina.